one of the rules of politics, I suppose, is something that sounds good on the day often doesn't sound that good a few years later. We all remember George Bush and Mission Accomplished, which is something that he certainly regretted saying. Or and British jobs for British workers also really caught the imagination. Brown, of course, has said he kind of never meant to suggest that foreigners wouldn't be allowed to come to the UK and take up British jobs, but it certainly raised expectations, which the people who were picketing or protesting on Friday felt had been let down.
And there's also the fear, Andy, that far-right groups such as the British National Party will use this phrase as ammunition to turn these protests to their advantage.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see this week whether these protests escalate or whether it all fizzles out and everyone decides to stay at home, which sort of the bad weather in this case is probably something that will play to the government's advantage. But you're right, there is a kind of interesting current of nationalism here where sort of concern for employment starts to coalesce with the dark agenda of the BNP. I'm after Gordon Brown made his original speech at the 2007 party conference and used the phrase British jobs for British workers. David Cameron had scored a success in the Queen's Speech debate a few weeks later when he held up a BNP leaflet and said, look, this is their phrase. It was also a phrase I think even the National Front had been using in the 70s. Gordon Brown, of course, is not remotely racist, but this is an area where the recession and the credit crunch and rising unemployment has started to make these fears much more real to people. And there's a nasty subcurrent to all of this, you're right.
There's been industrial unrest across Europe in recent days and weeks, even in Russia. To what extent should we see these strikes in Britain in a wider context?
That's interesting. I suspect there is something going on here to do with the global recession and insecurity and globalization and people's feelings that the security and stability that they used to enjoy is disappearing. But there's been unrest in Paris, there's been unrest in Greece. You've mentioned Russia. Last Friday in the UK, we saw, it wasn't quite rioting, but it was sort of pretty ugly scenes, sort of reminiscent of kind of 1970s industrial protests. There isn't anything directly holding these things together, and I think you'd be unwise to try and say it's all the same grievances. But when people are worried about their savings, or worried about their jobs, worried about their future, then they're kind of more likely to protest. It's also a factor that a sense that once the media get a sense this is a story, then they start reporting sort of protests that otherwise perhaps would have been going on but wouldn't be reported. I'm not sure there's a sort of mass insurrection all over Europe yet, and it'd be mad to say so, but certainly the recession is probably creating the conditions where that becomes more likely.
And looking at the government's handling of this particular dispute, Andy, they've asked ACAS, the independent mediator, to try and find out whether the company Total acted legally. Can a legal loophole be found that will placate these striking workers?
The contract has been awarded, and it's difficult to see anything that's going to persuade sort of Total to withdraw it and send the workers back home. But I think the concern, if the government can say to unions, and remember this isn't an official protest, and unions aren't supposed to be supporting unofficial action of this kind, but clearly they share a lot of the concerns felt by some of the people on the picket lines. And the government seems to be saying, yesterday we had Alan Johnson saying, look, there are problems with the way some of these EU directives work. Governments seem to be saying to the unions, look, we hear what you say, we're going to look into your worries, and if there's something we can do about it, we will. I'm not sure there is anything they can do about it. Changing EU directives isn't something you can do overnight.